You don't look too good.
I'm fine.
Feeling misunderstood?
I'm fine.
Maybe you should get some sleep.
You're fine.
Move the podcast next week.
No!
Okay, well, here we go. It's time for I'm Fine with Davis and Milo.
Welcome to the great Soviet podcast of Mother Russia.
Wow, that's funny, dude. That's really funny. Can we get a round of applause for Milo?
Hey, throw that communism Robbie Rotten meme that I like in there.
What do I owe you? Nothing. It's for free. Free.
Hello, welcome to I'm Fine with Davis and Milo.
It's going to be episode 51 of...
51, the big 5-1.
Yeah.
The one that everyone uses as the benchmark for podcasts.
Oh, okay. I just forgot what I was going to say. I promise it would make everybody laugh if I remembered it.
Giving the big 5-1 up to the big homie G in the sky, JC.
Oh, I thought it was J for Jehovah, the name of Christ, but okay. JK, everybody, oh, yeah, I know.
Yeah, that's right. You're technically a Jehovah's Witness.
Yeah, technically. In that way that, like, I haven't been to the church.
Yeah, in the way that I'm technically Catholic, because I was put in water as a baby.
I mean, I was put in water too, but I don't think this is the same. I think it's weird to baptize... Do you gotta baptize a baby young just in case it, like, passes away?
Okay, here's the thing. I've never heard of Catholics. And, again, because of the fact that I don't really deal, you know, in religion and stuff. Or I've just been so out of touch with it for, like, the last years of my life as I slowly die. I've never heard of the whole, like, in the movies thing where Catholics take people up to a river and they baptize them in the waters. Like, I've only experienced, like, baptisms in a church when the baby is, like, straight up out of the womb and they're like, yo, let's get this done. Then we can have, like, a Tampico and cookies.
Well, I would guess you would, like, they don't take babies to the river anymore just because... It just sounds like
the
a hassle.
Fish try to eat them.
Yeah, and every now and then the priest will accidentally let go of the baby, and then we're like, uh-oh.
Oh, well, looks like that one will go free the slaves in Egypt.
Well, hey, you know, it's not all bad.
That's the little joke the priest makes every time he loses a baby in the river. But
everyone
because
chuckles.
He likes making that, yeah, everyone chuckles as, like, two people desperately try to, like, get them with a pool skimmer. but the priest likes saying that joke so much that he's just intentionally, like, letting go of babies and letting them get taken upstream.
What's that? And I wouldn't feel comfortable with, like, rivers are pretty disgusting.
Yeah.
Like, on the most part, like you should be drinking river water, really.
Like, I mean, there's some good rivers, but, like, most of them.
But I'm like, for a baby, though, like, babies are a prime time for dying. Babies and old people, anytime there's, like, a disease, it's like, those are the two that are going. And you're like, oh, man.
That's why you just shove the baby in a wooden box with a tube of oxygen.
That would have been funny if that box... I don't get why that box floated. It should have sunk.
Because it's wood. Wood floats.
But I feel like the weight of a baby would weigh it down.
Babies are, like, light, bro. You could throw them as a football.
But it's, like... So it's, like, airtight? Like, they sealed it and everything? Like, I know it's soundproof, but, like... It's waterproof as well?
I believe so. Like, because that's the only way that the baby would not have sunk into. Because if it was... It has to be airtight for it to float. Which means that if it didn't... If it wasn't airtight, that baby would have drowned, like, immediately before the mama even woke up.
No, because now I'm just thinking about, yeah, like, the Moses myth. And I was like, what, wasn't he in, like, a wicker basket? Shouldn't that have just gone straight to the bottom?
Well, wicker, like, they got basket weaving down, like... down in the day, like, it didn't matter what it was made out of, they weaved it so tight that water could stay in it.
Okay. And I guess if you're like, I'm gonna put my baby in the river, you probably make it put a bit more time, yeah, make sure that basket's good.
Now fast forward to current times where you have to basically just nail... Wait, how do they even assemble the box in the first place?
Oh, and it's all taped together.
Is it taped together?
I'm gonna guess it's, like, glued together or something, but it's...
Okay, I could see wood glue, but even then, like, you'd have to really know how to, like, woodwork, and I did not see a single piece of evidence, like... because if the father had been skilled in woodworking, there wouldn't have been a nail in the middle of the step for no reason.
He took the baby to the river. No, he, t- took the box to the river and nailed it together there. There you go. Boom.
Okay.
Everybody, it's me, John Krasinski. I'm answering your dumbass questions about my incredible movie, my perfect film.
Yes, I hated being on The Office. No, I'm gay.
It was a shame getting money all those days. Ugh. So much. Ugh. What am I
going
to do with
it? I wish I could have been broke and poor. Like Kanye West.
It's like when you're watching Narcos and you're watching like Pablo Esteban like bury like pallets of money because he can't launder it fast enough. John Krasinski is just like, oh, right there with you, buddy.
Oh boy, yeah. Don't you know it?
Okay. I don't. What? How are you doing today? How are you doing this week, Milo?
With you? I'm doing good. You know, just tired and sleepy all the time now,
Milo.
It's great.
No.
I haven't been sleeping well. I don't know why. And then work, I've been closing a lot, which usually now with Avengers takes me to well into midnight, 1 a.m. territory, like, and I've been closing nights in a row, so it's been pretty great.
Dang. Well, it's all worth it to have Avengers Infinity War be what the top
all
box
worth
office.
It. Oh my god. Oh, Deadpool and Han Solo come out this month.
I don't think they're gonna do as good.
They're gonna do great. Han Solo with Donald Glover, aka Childish Gambino. Heck yeah.
They should have just had Donald Glover play Han Solo. I would have lined up to see that movie if that's what they did.
They should have had him play Han Solo and then just have a futuristic Michael Jackson occur where his hair catches on fire and when he comes out of the hospital he's white for some reason.
it's a wraparound. It's like, whoa, it's just like Darth Vader.
It rhymes. All of it rhymes.
Let's talk about this really racist, offensive, anti-Second Amendment music video that Childish Gambino released.
So speaking of Childish Gambino, this week he hosted Saturday Night Live, and he premiered. Donald Glover hosted Saturday Night Live, and then Childish Gambino performed. They're the same person. But Childish Gambino premiered two new tracks off his upcoming album, which has yet to be announced. And he released a music video that same night for one of them called This Is America. And oh boy.
I think it's a pretty fun music video.
I fucking love this track and love this music video.
Oh yeah, no. I was talking to Brennan and we were asking like, have you seen it? He said no, because I'm about to go to bed. And I was like, I'll see it. And I had to go downstairs and like run for an hour because I'm like, yeah. Yeah, I was excited.
It is this music video is so well done.
I think it's well done to the point where like it starts to become kind of like a, you know, kind of like an art where it's got interpretations of it.
Yeah, well, like, oh, it's almost like every single like
it's like they thought about it, which is fucking
yeah, it's
weird.
Like they planned it out. Like there's a shot in the background and. Someone else pointed this out on Twitter, and so I had to go back to the music video and check it out. But there's a shot where Childish Gambino is dancing with these kids, and in the background, a person wearing like basically just this dark uniform with a dark like hood on rides by on this white horse.
Oh yeah, I saw that on like my second viewing too. And I was like, is that Death? Is that Death over there?
And then it was just like, holy shit! And the police car is representing hell. Fuck
yeah!
They planned this.
How'd they plan it?
Like, oh god, almost every frame of this could be taken as like some sort of Renaissance painting. Like
I don't know if I'd go that far. I think it's very good.
I would just because of the way that it's like lit and stuff.
Oh yeah, no, it's incredibly well done, and I enjoy it.
Yeah, like it's a pretty like I wouldn't say Renaissance painting. Then I would say it would be good as a wallpaper, like because it's filmed in this way where it's like there's not too much motion blur to really like even when they're moving, there's not too much blur on it, and the lighting is kind of always just right for some reason, which I don't. I need to know how.
Well, I mean, I don't know. I mean, I'm not into shirtless black men as much as you are, Milo. But I, you know, I'm right there with you,
Davis. If you're not, you're racist.
I did. You know what? The whole time I was watching that music, I was like, man, fuck you, Donald Glover. You're a good dancer. You make pretty good music. You're an actor and a comedian. God damn it.
You're a great writer. Atlanta's pretty dope.
And he's directing. And I'm like, stop it, please stop it.
You're doing too much of everything. I'm waiting for him to write a musical or a play.
No!
Because that's it. He cinched the entire entertainment industry. That, and he has to start a podcast. Hey, do you think we could get him on this podcast?
Yeah, let's tweet at Donald Glover, say, do you want to be on this podcast?
Donald Glover, be on this podcast, please. Thank you.
Oh, the other thing I was thinking was, I was like,
I'm going to tweet that right now.
Okay. Does he have a fashion line? Please say no.
I don't think so.
Okay, because I would say that'd be the next foray where he'd make, like, you know, kind of like Tyler, the Creator, where you make this really, like, kind of iconic clothing, and I'm just, stop it. But, you know, I mean, we're all doing this in jest, of course. It's incredible. I'm very proud to be alive when he's alive, because he's, I don't know, it's really cool. He's certainly come a long way since Lethal Weapon.
Oh, my God. Interested in coming on our podcast.
Jesus Christ.
We have next to no listeners.
If this tweet gets 10,000 likes, Donald Glover will be contractually forced to be on our podcast.
I like that idea that, like, contracts are negotiated via Twitter retweets and stuff.
I like, what was the other thing? I was thinking, like, we have, like, it's like the phone screen or whatever. It says, like, hey, if we get 10,000 likes, we come on our podcast. He says, how the fuck did you get my number? And we're like, aha, thanks, Donnie. And then he's like, you're blocked.
Man, I'm going to tweet that. We're going to get blocked by Donald Glover.
Damn it. Well, as long as we still have Dom Hall Gleason. Let's have Dom Hall Gleason and Donald Glover on the podcast.
Yeah. And then Danny Glover.
And then Danny Brown. And then Danny Phantom.
And then Butch Hartman. He's not doing anything anymore.
I like that Butch Hartman, because it's like, he's one of those guys that, like, his profile is like his drawing of himself.
Yeah. I mean, mine's a drawing of myself, but okay.
But it's one of those, like, Butch, you're much older than this picture looks. Not that I'm saying, like, hey, he looks bad. I'm just like, oh, he's an older gentleman, and this picture makes it look like he's 17. So
he's young at heart, you know.
Maybe throw a couple wrinkles, maybe get rid of the eyes, because you have tiny little eyes. I like Butch Hartman. It's just when I first saw him, I was like, oh Christ, that's not what the cartoon looks like. That's why I always try to draw myself as, like, unflattering as possible. So it's like, oh, now I see why Davis draws a disgusting beard on, because he has a slightly better than disgusting beard.
you draw worse so that way you can look better than you're drawing.
Exactly. Because if you make a good drawing, people are like, I wonder what he looks like in real life. Okay, never mind. I wish I hadn't wished for that.
You know what I wish for?
What?
Being Thanos. And thanks to Fortnite, I have that opportunity now.
Whoa. Tell me about Fortnite, Milo. Are you making that ninja money?
Yeah. So, as what could only be described as the rest of the world is doing, is Fortnite, the little indie game that, honestly, Epic probably never planned for it to take off in the way that they saw it take off. It's blown up the charts. I recently got into Fortnite and been playing it, and I'm really having a lot of fun. Have yet to win, but today, Epic decided, you know what? We teamed up with Marvel, and now we have a game mode where it's just Battle Royale, except Thanos is in the game. So yeah, have fun with that. And then they just let it go, and oh boy, I jumped into that, and it's right off the bat, it's a little bit, it's intense. So, like, a lot of the Battle Royale games that are following the formula after PUBG, or I think H1Z1 had one before PUBG.
Well, oh, I thought it was, because I thought he was he's the guy behind DayZ, and then H1Z1 was kind of like a DayZ ripoff.
I think so. I'm not too up on my Player Unknown's lore.
That's okay. I don't know who he is either.
hence the name Player Unknown.
epic jokes for Epic Games.
So, with the Battle Royale kind of game mode that's circulating everywhere now, basically the idea is that 100 players drop onto a sandbox map, and there is a circle of death that gets increasingly smaller and smaller, and you have to stay in the circle while at the same time killing and not being killed by other players. And the last one surviving wins, or the last, depending on the variant, the last team surviving wins.
Yeah, but Milo, we know how the Battle Royale works. It's all anybody talks
about. Just in case people don't know that don't play video games and
everybody
stuff.
Everybody plays video games. Have you seen their phones?
That Harry Potter game? Hey, I still gotta wait 10 minutes to get 2 energy back. It's great.
But yeah, you've been playing Fortnite and you suck at it.
Yeah, and I jumped in, and right off the bat, they usually, like, with the game, there's like a few minutes before the circle like starts closing in. But as soon as you land, and as soon as everyone lands or is launched, the circle immediately starts moving in, and then a few seconds after that, a meteor strikes from the sky, and that is where the Infinity Gauntlet is, and the person who gets it becomes Thanos, and I saw from a distance what Thanos can do, and oh boy, it is definitely like a threatening sight.
And he's just supposed to snap his fingers and kill half the team.
Yeah, they definitely like changed it to reflect sort of more Fortnite mechanics, but all I know is I have yet to be killed by Thanos or be Thanos. I've only been killed by people who are not Thanos.
Well, one day you get the honor of being killed by Thanos.
Maybe today. Who knows? Hey! I'm trying to find out like how long the Thanos event is running.
For infinity. I always thought that was weird because when Epic kind of, when I saw Fortnite pop up, I was like, oh, is this like a PUBG clone? But then eventually I just kept saying like, man, why does everyone hate PUBG and like actually have fun on Fortnite? Because like everyone I talk to who plays PUBG, they're just like, this game isn't fun. I'm going to keep playing it, though. And then I'm like, don't stop playing it then.
Just I will after this next game. I got really close. Top 30.
And I want that chicken dinner.
I want that chicken dinner.
Unity assets flip game.
To everyone who's playing PUBG because they don't feel like Fortnite is better, play Fortnite because it is better because you actually have fun.
I would definitely. I don't know, because one of those like I hate to be rude. Though, all right, I'll explain it in a second, but like, because PUBG's, I think, isn't it mostly Unity assets, but then it's coded from like the ground up, and then it's, all the maps are weird. But then like Fortnite is like actually made, like they made all the assets for it.
Yeah, like Fortnite wasn't, like the Battle Royale mode was like what they tacked on to the main game. And then they decided, hey, we're going to make the Battle Royale part of the main of the actual full game free, and anyone can play it.
I thought it was interesting because it reminds me of when Overwatch came out. There's another game called Paladins that was free, and everyone's like, this is just an Overwatch clone. Nobody gives a shit about Paladins anymore. But I thought that was cool because it's like the opposite for this, where you're like, what is this, a ripoff of PUBG? But then like everyone actually... Place
yeah,
Fortnite
what
now.
Is? Yeah, no, it's because it's better. No, I think Fortnite does like manage to figure out that like the one thing that held PUBG back was just the fact that it was based on sort of like
pre-existing coding or
like Arma kind of like where it's a very realistic shooter in a sense, and there wasn't really a lot of fluidity to it. Like moving around the map that was extremely large was kind of a majority of the time in a match. And then it, like, I played PUBG a bit, and it quickly becomes lying down in tall grass, hoping that you will wait it out until you're maybe within the last three, and then you can take out, and then maybe the last two, only to be killed because you're not that good at aiming, or for some reason lag hits at the right moment and the game kind of buckles, or, you know, you just never see the guy and you get like sniped out of nowhere. And it's like games can go up to like 30 to 40 minutes, whereas Fortnite, like, you're in, you die immediately, you're back in a match within a minute. It's like super like fast paced because the map is smaller, and you also have the added benefit of like they put places in the map that are relatively close by, and almost everywhere like you land, someone else is also going to land. So it's pretty great, gotta say.
Because I forget where it was, but it's like a, it's always easier to be the knockoff of like a new invention, just because like when you're making something new, you have to put like all the money and resources into like developing the thing. Like, I want to say it was like Edison or whatever, like he put all his money into like trying to figure out how to make the light bulb, but then like when he figured it out, somebody just like looked like, oh, that looks pretty good, I can make one of these in like my garage, and then they just went home and made their own light bulbs, and he's like, but I spent so much money developing it. So it's like PUBG kind of paves the way, but then like once they do it, you just go like, oh yeah, we could do that. And then
or you're like Edison, where you just kind of
steal ideas also.
Yeah, you steal ideas. Like the idea for a video camera and recording film and even electricity. Actually, wait, no, he didn't steal it. He just made his competitor, Nikola Tesla, so unpopular so that way his form of energy, which was going to be a lot better, would be discredited, and then he stepped in.
Oh, no, I thought you were going to say, like, his competitor, Benjamin Franklin, who founded electricity.
His competitor, George Washington, who founded this country.
I love the idea of, like, Thomas Edison, like, finding all these, like, ancient scrolls, and he's like, oh, Thomas, John Adams was developing the light bulb. And then they're like, what do you have there, Edison? And he, like, pulls out a gun from behind his back. fades to, says 2 years later, and he's, like, unveiling the light bulb.
I like the imagery better of, like, what do you have there, Edison? And he just tears off, like, the bottom half that has this signature, and it's like, a new idea that I just created on the, old scrolls help my writing processes.
This is Abraham Lincoln, and it's just crossed out, and it says Thomas Edison. And they're like, well, okay.
Okay, I can't read this. What does this say? Also, half the country's still illiterate.
oh well, hey,
that says Thomas Edison, and in reality, it says Marie Antoinette.
No, you go back even farther. It's like a written in Hebrew, and it's Jesus Christ invented the light bulb. Thomas Edison's like, this will be my idea. I'll become more powerful than God himself.
And God's just chilling up there like, I mean, it was a bad idea to begin with, but you go ahead and take it.
He looks down and he's like, this is exactly like PUBG and Fortnite. Oh my God. God takes off his Neko Kitty over ear gaming headphones.
I like the idea that God has a Neko Kitty.
God is a real gamer.
Yeah. God is a real gamer.
He wears those like shitty shirts from Walmart that just say like, oh yeah, signs of a real gamer, staying up till 3 a.m.
He has a fucking mini fridge next to like his desk that has the fucking clear screen, but
he's
with
got,
like
the Fountain of Youth, but then next to that he's got like Gamer Fuel.
But the Gamer Fuel is explicitly released around Halo 3 launch.
God's got the limited edition Master Chief replica helmet on his shelf, right next to like his original molds for humanity.
Jesus keeps wanting to spend quality time with him, but he's always in the middle of a PUBG match.
oh God, that guy's cool. Milo, speaking of staying up really late, I wanted to tell you that I converted my desk into a standing desk because I'm better than you. So, not to brag or anything, but, I went to Walmart.
Oh, wow, Davis. You're so better. Oh, boy.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. I went to Walmart and bought a small end table and just put my computer monitor on that. Now I can stand.
Oh, my God. Are you standing right now?
Yeah, I've been standing this whole podcast.
Wow, you're so much better. So but morally you... superior. Well, you're going to save the planet.
The main reason is because...
What's global warming anymore?
Well, because the main reason... All right, Milo, this is a bit of TMI. I've had, like, multiple hemorrhoids in my life from, like, sitting down and editing too much. And I was just thinking, like, man...
What if I didn't?
So, well, that, and I was also like, man, I'm on the computer too much. So now it's, like, physically painful for me to stand here. It's not that bad, but I am, like, you know, should I stand here and play a video game, or should I just go to bed? And I'm like... I go to bed at a reasonable hour. It is 4 a.m. and my legs are tired.
Wow, Davis, you sure found that fountain of youth over there.
Thank you. That's the biggest upside is that now I'm slightly tired instead of now it's harder for me to play video games. I mean, I could always just take the monitor off the table, but oh, who is the time? It would take me 1 minute.
That's why you have the laptop. So that way,
that's why I got the tablet.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys. Just so you know, the Lenovo smart screen tablet is a wonderful invention brought to us by Alienware.
That was like two straight different companies, I think.
Check a link down in the description for 20% off your newest tableto.
Use the promo code Elon Musk's Musk.
Oh, let me tell you about I had suicidal thoughts this week.
Hey guys, we just want you to know that get help if you have suicidal thoughts, because we're about to just cap on it like no other. Okay, Davis, break them down for me.
I ran out of gas on the highway. I drive like an older truck, and the gas gauge on it has been wacky.
Okay.
So it said like, oh, you got an eighth of a tank. And I'm like, that's enough to get to the next gas station. So I was just driving along, and all of a sudden my car's like, JK, you out of gas, bro. And I'm like, okay, that's not really cool. So it's just like, yeah, hey, you're going 70, now we're going 40. And I'm like, stop, please stop. So I like pulled off the side of the road.
Hey, you like moving? Well, we're not now.
But I was just like, Jesus, man. Anyways, we're trying to still get that figured out. But it's just funny to be like, oh yeah, I got a fourth of a tank. Then you look down and you're like, okay, I have less than nothing now, okay?
So where did these suicidal thoughts hit?
Oh, well, I had to call my parents to be like, can you guys bring me gas?
And so you had to wait on the side of the road in your car, not
yeah,
moving.
You just have a half hour just to think to yourself, like, you dumb fuck. And you're like, oh, God. And I don't know, I was just in like a sour mood. And I was just like, oh, I really wish one of these cars would come and hit the car and kill me. And then my parents could stay at home and go back to sleep like they want to be.
For me, I think that situation just makes, like, right now it's flaring up, but like I think being caught in that situation would be very much just the ultimate like social anxiety driver, because I wouldn't be worried about, like, I wouldn't want to die because the car ran out of gas. I'd want to die because everyone who is driving by gets to see me sitting in my car waiting for my parents to get me gas.
Yeah, so it's definitely one of those things. It's like, man, if I had paid attention, if I'd gotten gas before, and I'd, like, you know, kind of preempted this, you know, I could have been home right now.
If I could have seen into the future, if I was that so raven. On a real note, make sure if you are having thoughts that are suicidal or self-harm and related, to talk to someone, talk to people, talk to a doctor.
Yeah. I'm talking to Milo about it right now.
Yeah, and I'm making fun of it, which isn't what should happen, but because we do a podcast.
No, I mean, I'm chuckling about it.
Yeah. Me and Davis are those types of individuals who find the idea of suicide funny because that's the way that we kind of like get through it.
Yeah, I'm the kind of guy that laughs at a funeral. Don't know what I mean? Well, you soon will. Also, I was off my Prozac that morning, so not doing that again. Gonna make sure I keep that going.
Did you just quote Naked Ladies?
Yes. Come on, that's a solid line.
It's been one week since I killed myself.
It's been 1 week since I talked to the doctor about suicidal thoughts I was having. 5 days and I got my prescription. 3 days ago, now I'm feeling a lot better.
It's been 1 week since I went off Prozac.
No, I pretty much only feel like, I pretty much only have those thoughts when I'm not on the pills. Which, you know, I don't want to be that guy, Milo, but it is fantastic. I was really worried that, like, because everyone always talks about, this is like the big difference, because everyone always talks about, like, oh man, you don't get to feel, like, it kind of mellows you out. So you don't feel these lows, but you also don't feel these highs anymore.
And let me tell you, it's all
high. The way I was feeling, like, there are no highs. It's legitimately just baseline and then down. So now it's like, hey, now it's all baseline. I'm like, that's a lot better. So thank you, pills.
There's still stigma really associated to, like, taking medication for, like, depression and stuff like that. But, like, I just want to say, like, logically thinking this out, like, yeah, big pharma, like, yeah, they charge the price up when they should be giving away these pills for free because they're assholes. But there are, like, doctors and scientists who are actually putting time and work into creating these pills. And, like, even if it's, like, shoved down your throat, like, 24/7, I mean, there's a reason people, like, do take them, though, because they do kind of work.
Well, I was going to say, like, well, first of all, Milo, you got to worry about, like, antidepressants, because, you know, it's not like I have cancer, and Martin Shkreli brings up the cancer medication, or was it AIDS medication?
Hey, Martin Shkreli was a hero. He saved us from a Wu-Tang album record. Thank you, Martin. Have fun in jail.
Our friend Martin.
Is that the new reality TV show?
Well, it was that, and then the other thing is, like, you know when you're like, oh, piece of shit, I'm gonna go get some donuts and eat them in my room.
Yeah,
that's about as sad as I feel when I was like, I should get some pills. It's just, it's a little bit different. You gotta talk to two more people, but But you know, it's I consider it a lot worth it for me. Obviously, you can always try drinking water and eating fruits and exercising. I don't do any of that because
and sleeping.
Well, don't sleep if you're depressed. Actually, if you're depressed, you sleep a lot, which is really funny. I've had some good depressive sleeps where, like, I just, you know, there's no alarm and I'm like, oh, I feel ready to go. 14 hours. Okay. I swear I have had a sleep, though, where it did go, like, I went to bed at, like, 5 p.m. and I woke up, like, 3 p.m. the next day.
He should have gone the full day.
But I just remember that, like, oh, was the sun coming up? Oh, no, the sun's going down. And then you're like, oh, my God.
Sun's going down, Bruce. Sun's going down.
Ha ha ha, that's funny.
I'm your sexual love interest. Sun's going down.
Well, let's go to PAX.
Oh God, I've heard horror stories.
PAX is fine if you have fun with it.
Yeah, PAX is fine if you just start like trying to relocate someone's merch to another table.
But like PAX is all right if they have good games there.
If they don't, oh boy.
The one we went to had like Far Cry 5, and I was like, okay.
I just want to get pictures with the giant statues that they bring.
I just want to get pictures with busty women that I'm afraid to touch.
I just want to get pictures with busty men, because why should women all have a fen? Oh, God, I like had a stroke.
All right, guys. Well, while Milo's stroking out, I think it's about time we wrap up this week.
Yeah. As always, we have a Twitter you can check us out at I'm Fine Podcast. We tweet there. Davis has been blowing it up. I just tweeted out to Donald Glover. Have yet to hear back. So you know what? If he doesn't tweet back quickly, he's going to lose his opportunity.
You're going to miss your chance, Donald.
You're going to miss your chance.
Come on and talk about anime with us.
We upload our show Thursdays to iTunes and Google Play under I'm Fine with Davis and Milo. And Friday, we have our YouTube component come up, which is a nice visualizer for the episode. Davis puts in lots of work to edit this podcast and make it sound at least twice as good as the fourth good it sounds.
Oh, well, thanks, Milo.
Yeah, he definitely will be getting the larger cut if we ever make money off this.
Milo, larger? How about I cut you?
Yeah, no, postage is horrible. He won't be able to send me knives to cut.
No, I'm kidding. Well, Milo's got work, and you know, his knowledge is invaluable.
Invaluable, I wouldn't say so. I mean, did you hear that whole thing about, well, just everything this episode that I said?
Sure.
So, we also have a Facebook. Just look up I'm Fine Podcast and you can usually find us.
We're not really
there
anymore. Facebook is a dead corpse. Yeah,
Twitter's the new hot deal. Yeah. Soon to be Vero. Get with it, kids. Watch out for our Vine 2 channel.
I'm still not sold on Vero, but we'll find out.
I don't think anyone uses it anymore. I think it was a flash in the pan.
It's a lot of people saying, dude, Vero's the new Twitter, but no one's actually going there, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I have it installed on my phone, but I haven't opened it in like a month or so. But yeah, Twitter, YouTube, and that's just I'm Fine Podcast. You can find us there. Davis, do you have anything else that you'd like to add?
Did you watch National Treasure?
Well, that's all the time we got, folks. See ya!